This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A federal regulator, specifically the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, has reportedly subpoenaed at least one metals warehousing firm, and the Department of Justice is probing another. According to Reuters, the concern is whether these companies, many of them owned by Wall Street banks and trading firms, are using their warehouses to manipulate prices. Marketplace's Sabri Menachour is here to explain some of this. Sabri, how would this alleged manipulation work?
Well, the allegation, which for several years now has been made by Coca-Cola and beer producers in the case of aluminum, is that firms like Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase basically hoard metal to control supply and demand and therefore price. Now, it's important to point out that these banks, which own warehouses, only store the metal. They don't own it. But there are two things to point out here. One, they do control how fast or how slow the metal can be released. So, for example, if I'm Coca-Cola and I wanted to get my aluminum out, not only am I limited on how much I can take out per day, but I might have to wait up to a year or more to get it, and I pay rent while it's being stored. The other thing is some of the people who own metal in these warehouses are hedge funds or other speculators who have a vested interest in affecting prices.
But any idea how much these companies might stand to gain from this system?
Well, how much exactly, no one knows. But, you know, if they're invested in metals, they could benefit from price fluctuations. Also, the rent on storing aluminum in these warehouses has risen 50% since 2008. So Goldman reportedly makes $255 million a year on that rent. And what are companies like Goldman and J.P. Morgan saying? Well, that they're not doing anything wrong and that this is how the metals market works. People sell metal forward and have to store it for months, and this whole extended storage smooths out prices in the end.
Marketplace's Sabri Benachour, thank you.
You're welcome.